This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll in Friday's mosque massacres in New Zealand has now risen to 50, even as families wait to hold funerals for those killed. Canterbury Police Commissioner Mike Bush said Sunday that the latest victim was discovered when police were recovering bodies from the mosque.
As of last night, we were able to take all of the victims from both of those scenes. And in doing so, we have located a further victim. So that brings the number of those who have died to 50.
And he said the number of injured has also risen to 50, with two in critical condition. The main suspect, 28-year-old Australian Britton Harrison Tarrant, was remanded without plea on one charge of murder until his next court appearance, April 5th. Meanwhile, graves were being dug for those killed in the attacks, but their bodies cannot be released to families because the investigation's ongoing. A Washington-based lawyer says a U.S. Navy veteran held in Iran, the first American known to be detained since President Trump took office, has been sentenced to 10 years in prison. Mark Zaid told the Associated Press Saturday that Michael White was convicted on charges of insulting Iran's supreme leader. That's as well as posting private information. Zaid says that he learned of the sentence from the State Department, which in turn learned of it from the Swiss government. The Swiss government looks over American interest in Iran. Iranian state media did not report the sentence, which was first reported by the New York Times. The Iraqi government has started exhuming a mass grave left behind the Islamic State group in the northwestern Sinjar region. The exhumation, which is being carried out with UN support, began on Saturday. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido was in the city of Valencia in northern Venezuela Saturday to begin a tour of the country as part of his effort to oust embattled President Nicolas Maduro. Guaido tweeted photos of the day's activities, attended a service at Valencia Cathedral, and visited a local market, greeting crowds of supporters in both locations. He told supporters that many Venezuelan soldiers no longer support Maduro. Says, if you don't know a soldier, then find one, talk to him, ask for his telephone, send him information about the amnesty law for the people. The only thing that protects is the Constitution and not Maduro. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of Venezuelans marched through the capital, Caracas, Saturday to show support for Nicolas Maduro. The United States and dozens of other nations have recognized Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate leader. However, Russia, China, and several other countries are still siding with Maduro. At least one person is reported dead after protests over local elections in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Members of the ruling Union for Democracy and Social Progress Party began demonstrating in the streets Friday to voice displeasure at the results of the vote for regional assembly. The election resulted in a majority going to the opposition Common Front for Congo, that is the party of longtime President Joseph Kabila. One police officer was reported killed. Russia says that it will not leave unanswered the sanctions that the U.S., Canada, and the European Union have imposed on it over Russia's 2018 attack on three Ukrainian ships, the annexation of Crimea, and Russian activities in eastern Ukraine. The U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement Friday that its sanctions target six Russian individuals and eight entities. France's air accident investigation agency says data from the cockpit voice recorder on Ethiopian Airlines jet that crashed last Sunday has been successfully downloaded. However, Reuters correspondent Anna Bevins reports on some of the difficulty in identifying the 157.
Ethiopian Airlines said Saturday that DNA testing on the remains of the 157 passengers killed on board Flight 302 may take up to 6 months. A team of investigators in Paris has begun examining the black box recorders recovered from the site where the Boeing 737 MAX 8 plane crashed last week shortly after taking off from Addis Ababa. The U.S. plane maker has been working on a software upgrade for an anti-stall system and pilot displays in the wake of the deadly Lion Air crash in Indonesia.
That's Reuters' Anna Bevin reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell. I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far. I've missed you these past several weeks. I've been in Togo on tour with our U.S. Embassy Lomé crew up and down that beautiful country. Hello, by the way. Bonjour, mes amours in Lomé, Sokodé, Kara, and Apaon. But anyway, now I'm back in Washington, D.C. and raring to bring you this fresh new program. My guests include Kwame Ofori, our very own VOA producer, who, as many of you know, often co-hosts my Song of the Week, which comes from Togo today. Kwame joins me in the studio for that at the bottom of the hour. And I also have reggae giant and UN Goodwill Ambassador Rocky Dawuni on the show today. He joined me by phone earlier this week to talk about his new incredible album, Beats of Zion. It was released March 8th, and we'll listen to sample tracks and delve in with Rocky to some of the theme of the album, which is empower yourselves and awaken. Make your voices heard, people. Bill Odidi brings us news from Nairobi. He speaks with Ben Soul, the first artist signed to the label owned by Sauti Sol. And that's, if you don't know, Kenya's biggest international act to date. So with all this and an amazing playlist of tunes by artists from Nigeria and Cameroon and Mali, South Africa, DRC, Burkina Faso, and the U.S., let's get rockin'. Starting out in Niger world, Kiss Daniel leads us off with his 2019 smash single, Oyi.
Help me spread this message like global come. Make nobody come, yeah, they come the phone. I know say no be everybody follow come. I know be every breast so be silicone. Make them no come, they wash you. I make you do exactly what you want to. Make you no say I no tell you. Make you know the devil come to use you. But if I tell you say I love you, I beg you no go tell me to your move. That time 30 billion no go do you. That time no do more gonna go see you. And if I start to distress you, let me know because I know I want to vex you. But I'm lying, the only you will know you. The same time you go do anything with favor you. Because I know you know, say I know you. I know be every dressing go feed you. Make you know, make me mad. Attentiveness for my mother. I know fit holla, I know fit shout. I know I make that me and you don't talk about. And if I tell you, say I like you, I beg you, no let Sakara come, they kill you. That time, 30 billion no go do you. That time, me do more, no go see you. And if I start to distress you, let me know because I don't want to vex you. But I'm lying, now only you will know you. The same time, you go do a thing with favor you.
Just believe in your life and do the things that your life shows.
Movies, that was Kiss Daniel, launching us into today's fresh edition of Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. This next song is called Mnongofo, meaning I love you. It's by Burkina Bay artist Imolo Lechanceux and features Nigerian singer Shedinma. The message is simple. My love for you doesn't see borders. It's stronger than tradition or religion. Baby, I love you.
Je t'ai rencontré, baby. Tu as pris toute la place dans mon cœur. Tu as illuminé ma vie, oh my lady. Oh, depuis que moi je t'ai rencontré, baby. Pour le meilleur, pour le pire, c'est toi que j'ai choisi pour toute la vie. Au-delà des traditions, l'amour ne connaît pas de religion. On s'en fout des frontières. Mes sentiments pour toi n'ont pas.
Chanson featuring Shedinma with his 2019 single Mnongofo. Shedinma.
We love music time in Africa.
Okay, here is one more hot track that was just released March 13th. Good Time is by American rapper Justo. After his first single, Ukitaka, Justo was dubbed the Eminem of Afro beats. Good Time starts with the voice of a viral internet sensation in Kenya some time ago who was pulled over by the police on the highway, visibly drunk, but yet protesting his arrest, insisting that everybody stop wasting good time. Adding, because that is where you go wrong. This man and his wonderful accent can also be heard on the chorus. So listen up and enjoy. And remember, stop wasting good time.
I've been driving for over 20 years. Then you come and you talk very big nicely to me. It's actually, there's no big Arab Stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your good time, because that is where you go wrong. Good time. Stop wasting your good time. Good time. Because that is where you go wrong.
Ati umesema tuna dunda. Ati una dance rumba rumba. When you waste, it's a good time, yeah. And you're looking for a good sign, yeah. Tonight we are doom dying. All the pretty ladies are kujaying. Feeling so high, we are flying. Everything on me, I am buying. Say, yeah, you fine. And you looking so good, it's a crime. Say, yeah, good time. And I think I need to make you mine. Usiende kwa sababu unajua tuko wapa. And you know it's a good time. About to najapa udi dance to the beat. Shaku shaku with the feet. It's a good time. Kila mutu dance with me. Hey.
In Africa. Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
Hey everybody. Right before the Grammy Awards for 2018 took place in Los Angeles, I presented the African songs that were up for Best World Music Album. 4 out of 5 nominees were African. No surprise there, right? Well, the Soweto Gospel Choir took home the prize. Here's Umbombela from the award-winning album, Freedom.
Umbombe, Umbombe, are you Umbombe?
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, that was the 2018 Grammy Award winning group, the Soweto Gospel Choir. I'm Heather Maxwell. And from one beautiful set of voices to a beautiful solo one, here's Koko Mbasi from Cameroon with Makaki.
Makaki mongo masima tomba eyalango peyende dipita lasu yesu lasu lasu loba lasu eme yaso na nabolewa yende longi kajabe ya yende yongo yesu yongo yongo loba yongo. Makaki mongo masima tomba eyalango peyende dipita lasu yesu lasu lasu loba lasu eme yaso na nabolewa yende longi kajabe ya ehi yende yongo yesu yongo yongo loba yongo.
Music Time in Africa. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com.
musictime@voanews.com.
Hey everybody, now it's time to meet my featured guest artist, Rocky Dawuni. Rocky is a veteran reggae musician, a Grammy nominee, and a United Nations Goodwill Ambassador for the Environment for Africa. But just because I say he's a veteran, that does not mean he's old news. Oh, no. This guy is at the top of his game and climbing. He just released his 7th studio album called Beats of Zion on March 8th, and he joined me by phone earlier this week to talk about it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this great interview. Hello, Rocky Dawuni. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful.
Let's talk about Beats of Zion. Now, this is out. It's your 7th studio album, 13 tracks. It took you 2 years to make. How do you feel about this being out finally?
Well, you know, it's been almost like a story of my entire journey encapsulated in one album. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
This one tells my story in a fully Ghanaian way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what makes it qualitatively and sonically different from my previous work. This feels much more like a return home because throughout my journey, my sound has always bordered on reggae, Afrobeat, highlife. But I think that what happened with this record is that I just went back home to Ghana, represented the music that is traditional to Ghana at the same time to what is happening right now in Ghana. The features were, first of all, very Ghanaian, very diverse, from dancehall to traditional hip-hop to Afro-pop.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, all these artists, I brought them onto soundscapes that were not traditional. Obviously, as an artist, I have had the opportunity of being influenced by a whole lot of sounds from the African diaspora. And so this is a diaspora album, but it is being told specifically from a very strong perspective of Ghana, mm-hmm. you know.
I understand. And it's also you, Rocky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. You know, the thing is that, as they say, you can never run away from who you are.
Mm-hmm. Can you name the features? You've got several younger, like you said, cutting edge, and some not, but some other Ghanaian artists. Can you name who they are?
Yes. First of all, I had Stone Boy, who represents Ghanaian dance hall, mm-hmm. and has also been just, you know, one of their most active and vibrant artists on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
My collaboration with him was a song called Wicked Sound. This song, you know, pays homage to the traditional highlight, but at the same time, too, uses the modern Afrobeats and dancehall sounds, but all recorded in a very organic way. We don't have too much use of some programmed beats and stuff. It's just horns and groove, and just captures the joyful expanse of live African music. Ready or not? Oh, oh, yeah. Ready for more? We go to kill them with the wicked sound. And then I also had Sarkodie on Chenchen Bie Dimewu, which is a high life classic. And to have his voice and his style to rapping in Chi also complement my singing. I was singing in the traditional language of Chi, which most people are not used to hearing me sing, in the midst of a very sprawling soundscape. You know, as you know, this high life sound, what I did was that I brought various players from Cuba, Brazil, and some of the best artists that I could gather from Los Angeles and also in Ghana to play on this track. Na my dream is to be sent to me down. The beer me feel me need be crown and me dee him. We be sent to for I do as a chibia. Forget it be beer. Me here with sisia. Change me di me woman. Since now ye need me. Send me friend the doffo. We feel the amaye wusia. We here say it here. Never better near qua. The two me for the man for busy. Then we be a boy. And come in me doffo. Ne tio. Na me kope be beer. Be fear. Ne me nena ma chichi da so. And for me bonne che me ye me nia. Me ni waro. And come ni waro. Me doffo. And then the collaboration with Wiala. Wiala for me represents the cutting edge female African voices that right now are making big inroads all around the world. And our collaboration was also to pay homage to Osibisa, who are the precursors to a lot of African music that's being heard right now, you know, on the global stage. They were there before Fela, and they paved the way for a lot of us artists who are right now having our music heard in different parts of the world. So this song was to pay homage to them. Everybody, do what you do. A smile will make a sunshine day. Everybody, do what you do. A smile will make a sunshine day. Celebration, come together. Come join your hands in harmony. Everybody, do what And then the other feature I had was with Alika, who is an Argentinian dancehall rapper. I've known her for a long time, and I really love her style and her rap in Spanish, and she's been garnering a lot of following in the Latin-speaking world. So the song Freedom Train was also a combination of reggae music and cumbia.
Everybody, that was Rocky Dawuni speaking to me by phone about his new album, Beats of Zion. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we'll come back to that interview for a few more minutes at the end of the hour.
It's an African one. Yeah.
Beats by M12.
Yeah, me, I like it. Something so. This my African hands, I'm gonna love you.
And this is the song of the week.
All right. Hello, everybody. Hey, Kwame.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's great to be back in the studio.
Yes, it feels like forever.
It has been forever. You know, I've been in Togo. Mm-hmm. And I, of course, listen to a lot of Togolese music, which is just fantastic. So Song of the Week this week is from Togo. And the title of the song is Tata e Fatigue,
okay.
Which means...
Tata is tired?
Yeah, Tata is tired. It's a 70s funk-based band. So they're inspired by all things 70s and all things voodoo. Let's just get right to it. Tata e Fatigue.
Tata e Fatigue.
Togolese were...
So funky?
So funky, yes.
Well, let me tell you about this. This is the third album. They released it just in October 2018.
Okay.
So it's pretty recent. Has 13 tracks. And, you know, the two other albums, the leader and inventor of this band was based in France for the longest time. And he was the only Togolese artist in the band. The rest were French. But this third album, Peter Solo came back to Lomé and opened up a 3,000-square-foot studio that was opened back in the 70s itself and then was closed and no one ever used it. It's all analog. But he came back, recorded the whole album on analog with a local band.
Wow.
That's what this sound is. It's truly 70s.
Wow, wow, wow.
That
is crazy. And I did watch the video on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I must say, he's very risque with his look. And I see a lot of Africans doing that, trying to package Africa to the international market.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Nigerians will call that
Oh, really?
Yeah, alternative.
Oh, alternative. Well,
yeah.
You know, an interesting thing about Peter, too, and then I'll stop there because I'm fascinated with this Peter Solo. I'm so mad I didn't meet him when I was in Togo.
Exactly.
I know. But he is from a town in Togo that is known for being the heart of voodoo spirituality, of that religion. And so he said the first two albums he was trying to actually market a little bit more to Europe, but this time he said, you know what? I was born and raised there. His father was Catholic and his mother was a voodoo priestess. He said, I was born in this. So he's actually going back to his own true self. So you see he's wearing these funky masks and all that stuff.
Yes.
That's not...
He has a lot of
that's peace. That's really authentically him.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes, my gosh. So, Peter, I will meet you next time I'm in Togo. For
next
sure.
She's coming with me, though.
Okay.
I need to also meet you.
We'll stop by in Ghana, too.
Yes!
All right, this is a long song of the week, but, yes, you know, yes, we've been gone a while, so...
Voodoo Game is on the mark, it's on your game. This is definitely funky. It's very reminiscent of James Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
This song was Tata Fatigue by Voodoo Game from Togo. And this was...
Song
of the week.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Ere Maxwell D. Anna Traore.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right, so moving to Mali now. Here is Baseku Kouyaté and featured guest artist Abdoulaye Diabaté with Weleni.
Furu musoma sumaya wele.
ani mbalankolo. Matala kelembe Ko fasa ya dimanyani Ali basa ya dimanyani bamana Nga jizade manyani Alabi ma be faga, arati ma be malode, be mada maloju kana bamana, ade changa amadi awi.
Okay, hello, people. Out of Nairobi, here's Bill Odidi presenting a new artist, Ben Soul.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather Maxwell, for VOA Music Time in Africa, reporting from Nairobi in Kenya. I'm Bill Odidi, and I'm so delighted to have an exceptional talent. He's worked with so many artists around Kenya, and he's now stepped out on his own with his first recording deal, just put out his first solo single, which is playing virtually everywhere across Kenya and across East Africa. And we now want to introduce him to the world.
Thank you so much. So my name is Ben Soul, B-E-N-S-O-U-L. And I'm basically a singer, songwriter, a music producer, composer, and band director for a group from Kenya called Heart the Band.
I've talked about the new single that you just released, and we're going to play it a little later, but we want to get a flavor of something that you've done in the past with Heart the Band. So you want to introduce that single for us?
Yeah, so this song is called Mashisha.
Pesa zangu zimeisha na yule waiter ananitisha ati mabouncer atawaita
na huyu demba do anaitisha na mimi nashindwa sasa venye nitazusha tulipatana juzi kwenye Instagram na mimi sitaki kutuma picha
itakuwa ngori sikiza story wacha kucheka hii ngori nilimwacha bila story na upingeza utapatana na
Right, that's Mashisha by Heart the Band from Nairobi, Kenya, featuring the extremely exceptional talents of Ben Soul. Tell us a little about yourself. Who's Ben Soul? And is that the actual name or is there another name behind it?
My official name is Benson Mutua. I am born and raised in Embu, 140 kilometers from Nairobi, in the Eastern Province. That's where actually I started like having interest in music by just watching musicians play in church. I used to love playing guitar, but I never got a chance to like get a teacher to teach me because I come from a humble family. We didn't have like cash for the lessons and everything. So I took it upon myself to just study by myself.
Did you use YouTube or what did you use?
In the past, there was no YouTube. All of the instruments that I play, they are all of them self-taught. After I came to Nairobi in 2012, that's when I met Heart the Band. We became like brothers, and that's when I started doing like a lot of stuff professionally. And I met Sauti Sol. We started a conversation like 2 years ago of if they could like have me on their label when they start their label. And it's been 2 years, and the first single is out.
Introduce the song officially for us.
Yeah, so Lucy is basically a song speaking about a love triangle where the guy is not sure of his position in a relationship. I'm telling Lucy that I love her, but I feel like there's too many of us in the relationship, so I think I'm going to end it, you know?
Lucy, I love you, lakini kama tuko wengi, tusilazimishe.
I wrote the song, I think, an year ago. Yeah, just jamming with my friends, and I got an idea, and then when I got home, I completed it. I've recorded the song with two producers. I started it with a producer called Joe Motoria. He plays keys for Sauti Sol. And then the mix and the master and just amplifying the song is done by Humphrey Ndomboka, a producer we outsourced from Zimbabwe. So my name is Ben Soul from Kenya, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa. One love.
Cheers, Ben Soul, and I'm Bill Odidi reporting for Music Time in Africa in Nairobi, Kenya. Now back to Heather Maxwell.
Thank you, Bill. All right, we're approaching the end of the hour already, which wraps up with more from my interview with Rocky Dawuni. But first, let's enjoy a little Papa Wemby.
Amen. Amen.
Je suis mannequin, tu es mannequin, elle est mannequin, nous sommes mannequins, vous êtes mannequin, ils sont mannequins. Babouka Kiligale. Mila Mirapale, Master Batindi Kaye, Petita Bendana, Uta Azwa Lupemba, Azwa Kiboba, Bachache, Bamiyake, Bayama Moto, Influence à coup d'ailleurs. Mbele na koma na ba plato. Furume, moto ba muela, kaba mambila mbila, wakafwa, nandenga kolote, mululu ngonda, de pas kondinga, le gentle mene. Petita lobinanga, na ebi mauvais matin, na na lelie. El Dolce Vita, Pirare Romano Mest, Likambo Bakoti Sakiye, Mpo Alandela, Nasi Mama Watro, Mwana Koutoubi Makie, Carte sur table, Po négocier, Chobize Simba Monde, Vivra Vera.
Moto aye bate, a wele mpifu, se pona Ferrari, na caviare, contre signaki pona liwa. Mula kama, po bandi manga na bana Firenze, kozala toujours na top, pona koma, likambweza la kinzoka pona miso ya betie. Mwana komora, likambweza la kinzoka pona tayo ya maroza. Mere franchene, nandenge nango, wolwe bunga na kingo, mera bunga na pere. Eko makibiso na mboka nipone, ronta wopambapa. Yeko makipiso na mboka nazie Porsche Benzu Lambula Kinshasa basheye barome Nikili bazulu banyu jake Kao koko korobo Tekisa pelilita Les ondi font double mabe Kamozo na kingwe bende
All right. Hey, everybody, this is Heather, and we are almost at the end of today's program. So let's conclude by returning to my conversation with our special guest for today, Rocky Dawoni.
Let's go. Let's go riding on the path that leads to dreams. We'll be picking up the speed. A time for letting go, for you and I will be rolling.
You know, a lot of your music from previous albums has been used in American and probably other international films and video games. Do you anticipate that some tracks on this album will also be picked up by the film industry or video games?
I definitely think that is going to happen. The soundscapes using really organic sounds and bigger horn orchestras and refreshing sounds that are contained in this album would definitely make this something that will be very attractive to music programmers and filmmakers. And already songs like Let's Go was used for a project that involved Cadbury to do with bicycles that were brought into cocoa producing areas to give to girl childs to go to school. And then a 360 video was shot based upon the song. So already tracks from the album are being used for various projects.
We know we shall succeed.
And then the song Burn One has also been used on a TV show.
Burn One, baby, burn!
That, you know, more songs from the album, like this will probably provide more sync opportunities than previous albums.
Is there an overall message in Beats of Zion?
It's an album that strives to empower people and also awaken people to stand up and assert themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's so lots of issues going on right now around the world, and it's a hyper-media time. So people's voices, individual voices, are kind of getting drowned in the overall cacophony of information. I feel it's also at a time to when we are being confronted with some of the most challenging issues facing us as humanity. Issues like climate change, environmental degradation, the depletion of personal freedoms in certain countries. Having all these issues at a time when people are most distracted, this record is trying to push people that we all need to stand up, awaken our voices, and become important contributors to the affairs of the world.
All right, Rocky. Well, I know you've got a busy schedule. You're getting ready to hit the road. Congratulations on your release of Beats of Zion. Thanks so much for coming on Music Time in Africa.
Thank you very much for having me. All the people who are listening, I look forward to seeing everybody, you know, during the tour. And everyone who's listening, you know, go out and support the album, stream it. I look forward to sharing this beautiful music with everybody.
And then the seeds of knowledge will spread. Lord, I got the paper.
All right, and we end out with the good new music from Rocky Dawoni. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. Thank you for joining me. Please click over to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, my Facebook page or group, Instagram, that's at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. You can get updates and fresh news and photos and videos that I post throughout the week. A special thank you to Kwame Ofori for joining me today on Song of the Week, Tata Fatigue by Voodoo Gang from Togo. Also to Bill Odidi for presenting Ben Soul all the way from Nairobi. And especially a big thank you to Rocky Dawoni for his fabulous phone interview from Los Angeles. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay blessed, Africa. Stay beautiful.